Why not get a secondhand ring?
You gotta get it made.
She's not gonna know. There's no Carfax report for rings. All right.
There's
She's
just not, bad juju.
All she can do is she can take it to a jeweler and they're
no,
like,
bad juju sold you the ring.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, we're back. We're live. It's Wednesday. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, coming at you from the East Village, Gas Digital Studios, gasdigital.com. Use that promo code RAP to get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network, plus an extra show every week. If you guys are watching this on YouTube or iTunes, we do an extra Real Ass Podcast every week that's only available on Gas Digital. Use that promo code. Get a free trial. Plus other member benefits, including access to the Racist Live Chat. Great deep fake of Chloe straight off the bat in the Racist Live Chat.
What is it?
They deep fake. They give you another deep fake nude.
Oh, thanks.
They do that to all the gals.
It's so nice.
It's very nice of them.
A good one.
Great show planned today. The international superstar Zach Amico's here.
Good morning, buddy. Happy America.
Happy America, doggy. Day after July 4th. July 5th, baby. May the 5th be with you.
Yeah.
May July 5th be with you. Also, two incredible guests, as always, from the Boys cast, Danny Polishuk is back on the show.
What's up?
And from News for Women, Chloe LeBranche is back on the show.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Are you only doing French today, Chloe? If you only speak in French the whole show, I'll give you $1,000.
Do you speak French?
Oui, un petit peu.
This could be great.
That's about all. Sounds like she's exhausted.
Chloe, you don't get to say one word not in French the whole show. If you nail it, it's $1,000. Plus, we're going to give $100 in gas bucks to somebody in the Racist Live Chat. Probably going to be bricks for all the deep fake news.
All the deep fake news.
Oh.
Can I get deep faked?
Can we deep fake Danny Polishuk? Can we also put, Chloe, do you mind if we pull up the deep fake that they made?
Je suis mal.
I don't speak French. That's the problem. We're gonna have a difficult time communicating throughout the entire show. Would you mind if
voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Would you like to sleep with me tonight?
Un petit titties en racist live chat.
Poutine. Putain. Je suis putain.
Put on that accent. Okay. We're going to have a great show planned
today. It's incompetent.
We are going to have an incredible show today. Let's get our plugs right out of the way, right off the bat. Chloe LeBranche, which plug-in?
I'm going to be...
God damn it, Chloe, you fucked up the goddamn French
already. Cost yourself a G.
A whole G. Oh, she doesn't need it. Her family's got that cashola. All right, where are you going to be?
Je suis arrivé Chicago. I'm going to be headlining Comedy Bar in Chicago on July 13th, 15th.
Hell yeah. Go support Chloe LeBranche in Chicago. Danny, what's
going on? I have a new YouTube channel called Low Value Mail, M-A-I-L, which I got a strike on my other channel because they're giving everybody strikes right now. So go follow that channel, and I'm doing a new episode of The Bathhouse live tonight at 10:30 p.m. from The Stand Comedy Club.
Love it. Love it. Red Rocket, great comment. He said, Putin better guests. Pretty fucking solid. It wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. You got to give him credit when credit's due.
Yep.
Zach Amico, what you plugging on?
Hey, just follow my other shows here on the network. Bye, guys. Ian Finance, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, and I got a brand new shirt up at merchengine.com that I love very much, and I would love if you got it.
Yeah, guys, go. What else do I got? My road shit is dwindling down. I only have a few things coming up. I got Austin the first week of September. I got Chicago coming up in October. Skankfest obviously coming up. The Legion of Skanks are going out. We're doing a little theater run in New England at the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom, the Wilbur Theater in Boston, and Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. So come and check those shows out. But I'm planning a brand new tour starting in January. So all brand new material on that tour. Very excited about that. I'm filming a half-hour special next next Tuesday night. If you guys want to come, you can get on the standby list at 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Me and Dave Smith filming the same night. Email legionofskanks@gmail.com if you guys want to be on standby. You'll get in, but you might not get a seat. You might have to be standing room. I believe that there's about 25 tickets left for just one of the shows, the early show for Colm and Voss. So if you guys want to grab tickets for that one, just go to gasdigital.com/30. And yeah, fucking, I think you get tickets for Sunday Skankfest. By the way, me and Butterly are fighting on Sunday at Skankfest. So go to go to merchengine.com and grab the Sunday passes for Skankfest. You can watch me kick the shit out of Tim Butterly.
Nice.
It's going to be a ton of fun.
You're fighting on the last day.
Last day, yeah.
Mm. How does that work like?
I should have picked an earlier day. It's not necessary. We could technically do it on Saturday still.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's a big event.
Yeah. But like, are you going to be raging it for the whole?
No.
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 Because of that?
Yeah.
Probably what you have to do.
Yeah. I like that I'm not drinking right now. It feels kind of nice to, you know, just not be fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel just, you know, sluggish. Yeah. I feel just very like, you know, I'm drinking all the time, smoking weed all the time, just not, you know, I feel like I'm walking around underwater.
Yeah, I feel you.
Mm. Yeah, it's not good.
How long are you not drinking for?
I mean, not drinking is a weird way to put it, because I had a drink on the last night of my weekend in Detroit. I just had a drink with dinner. It's like I wanted to celebrate, have a nice old fashioned. We were at a steakhouse. So it's like I'm not drinking. I'm just not drinking.
You're like not drinking in the way that I'm not drinking.
Chloe, you drink. You're just a liar. Chloe just shows up and gets drinks. Like, I'm not drinking. She's hammered. It's fucking wild.
Danny's deep fake.
Okay.
Thank you, Danny.
Ooh, it's a mangina.
Nice. That's nice. Quick work though.
Where's mine?
On out today.
Oh wow!
Okay, yeah, hey guys,
cord is.
Look at that weird belly button they gave me.
Yeah, that is a weird belly button.
I wouldn't have noticed you had a belly button for 10 minutes.
Yes,
it's so weird though.
Not for me.
Yeah, I'm fucking.
The only weird thing about that picture is that you're apparently the only naked person at a party.
I lost a bet.
What'd you guys do all for the 4th?
Oh God.
Close show. What'd you do for the 4th?
I went to Corinne's. To that party.
That was the mm-hmm. party. That's yeah. fun. She invited me.
We missed
she,
you.
She always texts me. She's like, I know you're not going to come, but here's your invite. And I was like, Corinne, I would love to fucking come and hang yeah. out in a small backyard in New York City.
I have a pool.
I have a heated saltwater pool. Why would I ever go there? Barbecues, New York City barbecues. Ari had people over yesterday as well.
Yeah.
It is, no offense, it is just also not... Comic barbecues fucking suck every time. Every time.
What's that?
It's just always potluck style. No, and when you do potluck style, like, most people don't give a fuck. Some people just show up with a bag of chips. Mm-hmm. Some people show up with a six-pack of beer, and that's fine. It's almost should be expected, but it's like nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
There's no accountability for, like, this is my barbecue, and the food has to be fucking
yeah.
phenomenal.
See, Corinne actually did, specifically, was like, nobody bring food. So she actually did take care of it.
Good.
It was hot dogs.
It was really
burgers.
Nice.
It was really good.
Yeah. Hot dogs and burgers, so it wasn't really good.
No, potato salad. There was
trash.
A pasta salad.
Trash, obviously. That is the secondary. Like,
what are you doing, like, roasting a whole pig?
Well, I'm not doing anything. My barbecue I had catered last time.
Ah.
And I
oh,
do,
yeah.
That's what I did yesterday, but it wasn't a barbecue. It was just so yesterday.
Just you drinking alone.
No, I wasn't drinking. It was me, my son, my sister, my niece, just us, and then my aunt Anne Marie, who's 86 years old. She thought I was having a real barbecue, so she invited two old ladies over, Joanne and something. And these old bitches just sat there and just fucking yapped. It was kind of nice. And I ordered some barbecue. I ordered Mighty Quinn's, okay. Brisket, pulled pork, ribs. Macaroni and cheese, coleslaw, broccoli salad, fucking cornbread. Nice little spread.
Yeah.
Delicious. Everything's okay. amazing. And yeah, that's what I do. That's the way you got to do a fucking barbecue.
Nice.
I'm also not going to stand over a grill.
Yeah, you're not a grill guy?
I feel like the way you said that was like a negative connotation. Not being a grill guy.
No, I'm not saying negative.
Who was a grill guy at Corinne's?
Justin.
Justin Silver.
Silver, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course he was. Of course he fucking was.
He's like, everybody get your protein in.
Yeah, dude. Fucking around, he's like, burger, hot dog.
It's just that you spend the whole time waiting on people and yeah. fucking not really being able to enjoy your party.
That is true.
It's fucking terrible. No, I don't like it. And yeah, you know, burgers, dogs, that's very baseline, basic level. That's what a comedian's barbecue is like.
She made these caprese shish kebabs. They're skewers.
Yeah, they're skewers. Yeah, with the caprese salad skewers.
Pretty good. And Che brought a Che Dorena brought a.
Also, I don't like the fucking fact that Che Dorena's around and you just say Che. You're like, well, Che went.
Well, I mean, I said the last name.
Yeah. No, I know, but he's got to change his name.
Well, he's got to go the full name. I've had many.
You just be Michael Dorena.
We're like, Che was there last night. People were like, oh, really? And like, you're like, oh, no, not that
one. Che went to Corinne's barbecue? No. The fuck out of here.
He was doing the grill the whole time.
Dude, I fucking love Corinne. When you go into her house, she has a wall-sized portrait of herself.
Yeah.
And it is just the most fucking, like, I think from, like, maybe, in the best case, I guess, like, baller, like, boss, like, yo, that's fucking, but in, like, the worst case, like, psychotic, narcissistic, fucking, like, imagine fucking Corinne and you looking up at a fucking giant painting of her holding a chihuahua with her legs spread.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Is there's got to be a picture of that on somebody's Instagram, right, Shannon?
I think Andre Kim posted it on his story. It's like a 20-foot mural.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's what, and I love Corinne, but it's what a fucking lunatic would do.
Yeah.
A mural of yourself.
Andre thought her holding the chihuahua was the menu for the day.
There you go. Yeah. No, go back to it. No, go back to it. That's wild. That is wild. And also,
look at JJ in the corner.
Stupid head.
Yeah. Goddamn, dude. JJ is an ugly fucking man. JJ Lieberman is one of the ugliest people I've ever seen in my entire life. Does he get pussy?
Yeah.
JJ gets pussy?
Gay, mostly.
No, he's gay?
Yeah.
He's both.
Yeah, but he's mostly gay.
He spreads it.
JJ's gay?
Mostly, yeah.
I mean,
he's more of like a deviant. Like, he will just fuck.
Oh, he just fucking puts his dick in anything.
In anything, but.
He's open about it.
Yeah.
Wow. Why did he do
But his last girlfriend was like pretty hot. So
really?
But that was his also first girlfriend. So
he's a fucking monster, dude. Pull up JJ's face, Shannon. Just pull up JJ Lieberman's face. But yeah, that mural is fucking something else.
Yeah.
Oh, he got kicked off Instagram, right, JJ?
Yeah, he got the boot.
For what?
He posted a video of a murder or something accidentally.
Everyone's fucking.
Dude, YouTube's cracking down so hard. It's crazy.
What is going on? I've been seeing that more and more lately.
Tim and Theo Von got strikes on their channels. No, that's old. He doesn't look.
He looks good there.
Yeah, that's a good looking picture of JJ.
That was when he was getting pussy.
Yeah.
No, he was still gay then. Anyways, they're cracking down. Like, yeah, I got a strike. No.
I've been getting strikes for years. I'm on the fourth Legion of Skanks channel. What I mean,
and you guys,
this is nothing new.
You guys are pretty like out there, obviously, in terms of like violate. Like, nothing Tim or Theo did violated YouTube's terms of service. Like, they're really strictly.
They're big enough that you could, you want me to give everyone a secret?
Yeah.
You can just fucking really report almost anything.
Yeah.
And it'll likely get, you'll at the very least, it's going to be under review. So what happens, if you want to annoy all your podcasters, just go report everything. And more than likely, in fact, actually, please do that. Because what will happen is YouTube's going to have to pull the restrictions back. If everyone starts reporting like fucking crazy, they're going to have to go, wait a minute, we can't actually just take every report for face value. So go do that. That would actually help us if you guys were just reporting everything for nothing. But I get almost every single episode of every podcast that I do gets under review.
But that's for monetization.
Age restriction, monetization. Oh, okay. And then once it's under review, if you're putting it under review for age restriction, then they go, oh, well, you have fucking the N-word in this, or you have fucking this. And that's when you end up getting strikes.
Yeah.
So if your channel's not monetized, you could probably get away with anything.
Yeah, it's monetized. But like with someone like Theo Von, like he has, and same with Tim, like they have reps at YouTube. Like they have a personal contact there. So usually what happens is you get a strike and then you call them or whatever and you're like, hey, this is obviously a mistake because this is nothing different than I normally do. And then they fix it. But now they're like, sorry.
Yeah.
Offline for a week and your channel's demonetized.
It's a pretty strange time. This has never been a better reason to subscribe to Gas Digital, honestly.
Yeah.
We're not fucking striking anybody. We're not taking anybody's channel away from them. So
you have porn in the comments.
Hell yeah. Brand new apps, by the way. Brand new apps, both on Android and iPhone. Go tinker around with them. Very, very happy about where the apps are at right now. You guys can use the chat. You guys can use everything. And we will have offline video play soon. We'll have all those little details and updates that you guys want.
streaming to your TV, casting, all that's coming, guys. We hear it. And I'm so happy where the app's at right now. So please go download the apps right now and subscribe. Use that promo code RAP. All right, let's get into some of these stories today. We have a lot to talk about. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. If you guys want to get super duper stoned, why not get stoned legally and have Delta 8 THC shipped right to your door? I'll tell you right now, it's cheaper and better than regular weed.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to most states. It's not all of them now. And it gets you super duper high. But let me tell you, from personal experience, these products work and should be taken responsibly. And at YoDelta.com, you can find an excellent mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs.
Yeah, right now, just go to YoDelta.com, check out their incredible line of products. They support everything we do, so you should be supporting them. Go grab some Delta 8 THC from YoDelta.com. And when you check out, use the promo code GAS. You'll save 25% off your order today. Once again, that is YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. Okay, where were we? Danny, what? Hold on. First of all, you got engaged?
Yeah.
That's it. You did it. You popped the question.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's on fire!
Nice.
How'd you do it? And how long were you with her?
3 years. So a good amount of time. And how'd I do it? We were just at a restaurant. Japanese restaurant.
Japanese restaurant.
Yeah.
And you just fucking...
Yeah.
You planned it for a while, though.
Well, I obviously had a ring. I had a ring for a couple months.
Had it for a couple months?
Yeah.
You was waiting for the moment.
Yeah, I was waiting for a good... Every time she pissed me off, I'd be like, all right, not this week.
That's kind of what's going on, right?
Yeah, literally, dude, she would like piss me off. I'd be like, all right. And now we wait.
Giving her strikes.
Put it deeper into your pocket.
Literally, I was just like, all right, we're going to keep waiting.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. But I couldn't really tell her that, so I had to have her just understand. Yeah. You're waiting.
And be cool. And so you took her out to a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
You said, but you knew when you were going out that night, tonight's the night.
Yeah, yeah. I had planned it for sure.
Were you nervous already or no? You're like,
no,
bitch.
It was like, it's so stupid because it's
I think
like,
you'd only be nervous if you don't think, if there's a chance she's not going
to
say yes.
That's the whole stupid part of it is that just like, she knows. Like the only surprise is when it is, but she knows it's coming.
She did know it was coming.
Yeah.
They asked for the ring. They want to see, they choose their rings.
Usually. Yeah, she like, women. Mostly picked out. She didn't pick it out, but she like
she picked out their. That's crazy.
No, that's what all
no,
girls do.
No, that's what, dude.
That's
are you
what
kidding?
Everyone
She's
does.
Fucking Jewish. It's like it'd be a nightmare no. if I just picked a ring out and then
I'm not gonna let my girl pick out the fucking.
Yeah,
ring.
But then you like, and then they're like, I don't
yeah,
like
you,
this.
You
and
have
whatever.
To.
She didn't actually pick out the ring, so she picked out the diamond
and the cut she wants, probably
like the type of diamond. She's like we, yeah. She literally picked out the diamond, and then I had the ring like made.
That's also crazy. So here's the thing. Like, I mean, maybe that's like, I don't want to sound anti-Semitic right now, but
I'm
maybe
fine
that's,
with that.
Maybe she's got a fucking, she got jeweler things for eyes.
Jeweler looks.
How does this fucking bitch know a diamond from
no,
a
no,
diamond?
No, 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 not like, in, no, no, no. Like we went to like this diamond wholesaler dude and then he's like, here's all these diamonds.
But
which
that's
one do
my
you
point
like?
Though, is like you went to a guy that knows about diamonds,
yeah.
right? Who's also has an ulterior motive. Who's trying to sell you diamonds.
It's
right?
her family friend, but spoiler alert, she picked the most expensive one.
Yeah, so her picking the diamond, she wouldn't, if you put a diamond on a table that was the least expensive one and a diamond that was the most expensive one next to each other, without her.
I mean, I could put a glass one there too. She wouldn't fucking
She wouldn't fucking know. She wouldn't know the difference. So what is that side of it in my mind doesn't fucking matter at all. Picking the diamond, that is the almost like.
Well, the shape, right? Like,
and the more clear the diamond is, the more expensive.
Yeah. But like, it's more like the shape of the diamond, like, because they all have different shapes and like certain shapes are more trendy than I don't give a shit. I think it's dumb.
I think when you ask somebody to marry you, it should be a complete 100% surprise. It should be like, oh my God, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like picking the diamond is fucking crazy. My chick's not picking her diamond.
Lucky you then, I guess.
No
Doesn't
way.
Seem like it's going to be a surprise if you basically just announce that. She's not going to be picking the diamond you're going to give her.
She's going to be surprised one day. Not, I mean,
she's not picking the diamond. That also might never happen. You never know. You got to keep them on their toes.
She's mad at me right now anyway. My chick's mad at me. We're going through
a little rough patch.
Our rough patches are literally just hours at a time.
Oh,
now.
That's fine.
She's fucking mad at me because I chose to stream video games instead of calling her this morning.
You have to call her?
She's on tour right now.
She's on tour.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's not fucking happy with me. And I'm like, I was like, no, like, obviously, like, I'm not choosing video games over her. Why? obviously I'm not choosing
like
video games
last over... week.
No, but I speak to her every day.
Yeah,
I call her as soon as my eyes wake up. I call her because we're on. She's on a different time schedule. She's across the world, right? Yeah. So as soon as I, and that's what I called her. I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I went to go take a dab. And I called her while I was going to take a dab, which is romantic. I'm just like on FaceTime, and I was like, "Oh, babe, I'll call you in a couple hours when I get up." Just half asleep, not like thinking. And then I got up and I was like, oh, I got to stream. I got to start my stream, obviously. I'm going to play Call of Duty, obviously. And I forgot to call her because in my mind, I was like, oh, I'm just going to call her when I'm driving into the city. And then she's not happy.
Jukes suck.
I'm the doghouse doggy.
Thanks. No offense.
I'm the doghouse. And like in my mind, I'm going like, she's acting like I didn't call her for a week.
I know.
And I'm like, babe, it was just like a couple hours. Yeah. Like, I called you.
I know.
It's not good enough.
Yeah. Yeah,
I should just fucking date an ugly woman.
Honestly, ugly women.
I feel like they're just happy to be there, yeah, you know,
or heavily medicated.
They won't want to FaceTime either.
Yeah, you can hit them.
Sometimes you're doing them a favor.
Yeah, it might be an improvement.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, like, it's fucking. No, it's fine. We'll be okay.
Like I was just fixing your nose.
we keep on getting mad at each other because we miss each other.
Oh,
so it's like things like that.
Sounds gay.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking gay. So
okay,
so
JJ.
What were the words you said? Hey,
no knee or anything like that. I just had, when I got to the restaurant, I was like, hey, I'm gonna propose to her, and then I was like, I'm gonna order a dessert, and then they like wrote it on the plate.
Oh, they wrote it on the plate.
Yeah,
in chocolate.
Yeah, English. That'd be funny if it was not in English and Spanish. She's like,
will you marry me? Restaurant. Lucky number, 4372.
And yeah, and then I just gave it to her.
Yeah, that's it's a little cheesy.
Yeah.
Writing it on the plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. But girls like that. Girls like a little cheese.
She really liked it.
Girls love a little cheese.
Yeah.
I did the thing when I took my chick to Belize. I went to them and I was like, hey, do you do any sort of like special like, you know, thing? And they have like the hack, like special, like dinner, like for people in love. Like,
yeah.
So it's like I show up and there's like fucking, you know, Celine Dion playing on the beach. There's fucking like just like, you know, flowers in the shape of hearts around a table. And it's just like us on the beach. And it couldn't be any like cheesier. Like in my mind, I'm cringing. Like I'm such a fucking like hacky cheese dick. And she was just like, she melted. She was
of course.
My God. Like it was the most romantic thing in the world. So
yeah, chicks are.
Stupid.
Really I was going to say retards.
They're retarded. Yeah.
Yeah,
I get just that fucking...
Shannon, would you want a man to... Would you want to pick out the diamond? Would you even care? You wouldn't know. You're not a fucking diamond chick.
No, I don't want to know anything about it. I would actually, like, I feel like it happens so often where guys are trying to throw the girl off the scent that they end up getting into fights and stuff beforehand, and I would kind of prefer that and just be completely surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, that is kind of what happened a little bit.
Also, I mean, I'm having a difficult time getting to a place where I would give a fuck about spending a lot of money on a ring.
Yeah.
She's going to hear this. She's listening right now.
So you're getting to where you don't give a fuck now.
Or she's slowly going into the arms of a man in Spain right now.
She is in the chat.
No, she's not. Is she?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because I saw her comment.
What'd she comment?
She said, love this, ...
Oh, no.
You're not helping.
Oh, dude, right now there is some fucking Spanish guy with abs.
What is this, a podcast?
This is gay podcast.
Come back to bed. You look beautiful in it.
He closes the laptop. He goes, no more podcast.
Shannon, can you ban her from the fucking chat? What is happening?
This man and his fat friend are on the phone. Come back to bed, my love.
Oh, my chick's not in the chat right now.
Doggy, I'm fucking trying. Well, no, I mean, look... Am I crazy to like a lot of money on a ring seems kind of crazy? She doesn't know.
Yeah,
she
I love
that
you
know.
Never ask me questions, and I'm a girl too.
You're always never getting married.
You always ask. You always ask Shannon. You're like, so what does a woman think? And I'm always just sitting here.
He literally looks through you.
It happens
that.
All the time.
You're never getting. Nobody's even ever asked you to marry them.
Well, like, I already know what ring I want.
What
so
ring do you want?
I want I want a sapphire and then a diamond, both square cut next to each other.
Mm. A sapphire. So you want a little red fucking stone as well.
That's a ruby.
Oh, wait. What's
sapphire's
sapphire?
Green?
Green?
Yeah. No, emerald's green. Sapphire's blue.
Oh. It's all strange.
Yep.
It's all strange. I just feel like, I mean, whatever.
I definitely had to, like, I was definitely, like, raining on her parade a lot, though, because she buys all, like, the slop that they sell about diamonds, that they're so rare and all this stuff, and I'm just like, no, they're actually, like, not that rare.
Also, why not question, like, all right, so here's the thing. She's going to go, because a woman will go get the ring appraised, right? Yeah. Afterwards, that's the thing. That's what people say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But why really? Not get...
Yeah, just to see if she has to break up with you.
Why not get a secondhand ring?
You gotta get it made.
She's not gonna know. There's no Carfax report for rings. All right?
There's just bad juju.
All she can do is she can take it to a jeweler and they're like...
No, bad juju sold you the ring.
Yeah, secondhand ring means that person got divorced. It didn't work out.
So what?
Yeah, but how would you... Yo, like, honestly, guys, we got to fix my microphone. My microphone can't be the one that's going out. No, I can touch my microphone. Suck my dick. How about that?
Don't
touch
the plug.
How about that? No, no, no.
Don't say suck my dick. Your girlfriend's in the chat.
Suck my dick.
Figuratively.
So you could do secondhand ring, but then you have to lie and say it's an heirloom.
Yeah, but
to somebody else.
It's, I don't know. The whole thing's like, you know, there's lab-grown diamonds. So you can get these lab-grown diamonds where they're like, it's chemically identical to a mined diamond. Like, it's the same. The only way they can tell the difference is because they're too good. So, like, the whole point is with a diamond is you want a diamond that's, like, flawless. And so they're like, we can make them flawless. They're grown in a lab. They're as, you know, all the same properties as a regular diamond, but they weren't mined.
Yeah, they don't shine as nice without the African baby.
Yeah, totally, right? Yeah. There's a little blood on them or whatever. And, like, my girlfriend's like, no way. Like, this is, like, I don't want, like, and tons of women are
why couldn't you go to like a jewelry store in Midtown, right? Yeah. And get like what if it's brand new, like off the lot, like a fucking dope ass ring and a dope ass diamond. But because it's been used or belonged to some fucking old dead chick or even a pawn shop.
Yeah. You're gonna get your girl
trade in your PlayStation?
She's gonna really not be happy.
Well, this is part of the subterfuge. This is part of it, so she's really surprised.
I'm waiting for the text messages right now.
Called in my dad, Big Hoss, today. There's a guy in the shop trying to trade us a diamond for 3 tickets to something called Skankfest.
Zach,
I got a Skankfest guy. I'm going to call him in.
Zach, there's no way you spend a lot of money on a diamond. No. That's just not your fucking style. That's
no, I got her a ring on Etsy from like this custom jewelry maker, and it was a little... It's a real little diamond and then two little ones, and it makes like a little cat head. So it's a triangle in the 2 ears.
I would just like to state that I had no choice in this matter.
And then we did get it engraved forever, but with a U.
Forever? For the cats. For the cats?
Yeah. Oh.
That's
with a little cat paw.
Adorable. Now everyone, because my girlfriend's in the live chat, everyone's just posting pictures of massive cocks. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
No, that's her.
Yeah. Yeah,
kept it under a grand.
What is there to even fucking, like, know? I wouldn't even know the first thing. You'd go in, and
the guy gives you, like...
He's trying to fucking sell you diamonds.
Yeah. I'll tell you what the most insulting thing was, because I know this is not true, but it was, like, a family friend of hers, so, like, he's fairly trustworthy, but he's like, yeah, he's like, you know, he's like, diamonds, like, they hold their value so well. He's like, you don't worry. He's like, you buy this. He's like, you don't have to worry. It's never going to go down in price. I'm like, if I buy this right now, this is in the diamond district, right? Like, 47th, 83. I'm like, if I buy this right now and I walk out of here and try to sell this to somebody, I'm like, I'm going to get a third of what I paid for it.
What is the value of it if you buy a diamond new versus trying to resell it?
Well, no, I don't think there's, like, a diamond's a diamond. Like, I don't think they say it's used. Like, a ring could be used, but they could obviously just melt it down.
So the diamond is the same thing with gold. Like, gold is the value of the gold.
Of course, right? Yeah. So, but more so, he's like, oh, this diamond, he's like, really holds its value. I'm like, I couldn't sell this for half of what you're charging me if I walk out of here right now.
So the reason why it says that diamonds appreciate in value is because their price increases with inflation.
Yeah.
Mm, we love.
Yeah, but it's not like a good... I mean, it's like, De Beers, like, they're not allowed to operate in the United States because they're a cartel. Like, they actually, like, everybody's like, diamonds are rare. They're not rare. They just hold back the supply of them to keep the prices high.
Mm.
It's a total scam. The whole thing's a scam.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Babe, you know. We could fucking maybe figure out something else.
Just give her cash.
Diamond, right, dude?
Just give her, I was like, why don't you just give her
10 G's?
Yeah, here's 10 G's.
Cold hard cash. Here's 10 G's. Spend it on whatever you want. What a better thing.
I know.
Is that not better?
If you want a diamond, get a diamond.
And one of the $100 bills, we can make into one of those rings.
Yeah, like an origami.
Do you remember they used to do origami rings out of a dollar bill? You remember this?
I'm into it.
So you got to gauge. This is it. What's the plan? When are you guys getting married?
I don't know. No idea.
That's another thing, is like the engagement.
I've totally
like,
checked out on this whole process. I've done what I'm required to do.
You did what you're supposed to do. How long do you, what is a typical amount of time? A year or two?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know if we're going to have like any sort of big, hopefully not. I don't want to have anything.
Chloe, what is the amount of time you think after you get engaged into when you get
married? I think like a year these days. Yeah, like 2 years is a long engagement. 2 years is long, yeah.
2 years is long.
She get married at Skankfest.
Honestly, we actually, she was like, because we're going to her brother's wedding in Colorado the weekend before Skankfest. And her brother's wedding is like, it's such a pain. Yeah. You got a call.
No, I know. It's my son's mother.
She'll be damn.
Right. Hopefully he's not drowning.
I was hoping it was your girl.
She can't be mad that I said we were in an argument. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah, that's just facts.
You know, am I being fucking crazy?
I don't think so.
Babe,
but I'm, the best part generally about never a woman is you can make an argument about an argument.
She really can. I'm sorry.
So your brother-in-law is having a destination wedding. Is he,
her brother is having a is getting married.
But he lives there then.
He lives in Colorado, okay. But it's just like the whole process of the wedding is such a fucking nightmare that I think it's kind of turning her off. Which is good.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the other side of it. It's like, what is even the first step in planning a wedding? Like, do you go, you got to get a place?
A lot of people get a planner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really.
But I feel like when you go to a wedding planner, it's like
cookie cutter horseshit.
Yeah. It's like, they were like, here's this package. Yeah, and then
you get this DJ. And
yeah, that sucks.
And then they have things like, I know my chick went to, it was like at a wedding hall where tons of different vendors come. And they like have samples, and they all try to sell you on these packages.
I hate.
I don't want it. Like my brother got married literally at like the courthouse, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, no,
and then have a party.
I'd rather just go on like a small vacation. I'm not like 21. I don't want to wear like a princess dress.
Yeah, I do.
You should.
Chloe, your dress would be deep purple. It would be so, that's far from white as you could possibly be. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to be a beautiful bride, yeah. Lewis.
You'd have a Godfrey-colored wedding dress.
Yeah, dude, chicks are like, you know, she's going to want like,
yeah,
a big party and all that other stuff. I would almost want to do a destination wedding just because like I like being somewhere cool. But then you sort of like,
it's so annoying. Like so many of people just be like, oh, I'm not coming. Which maybe that's if good. That's the point,
saves then, you money.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, it doesn't really save you. Well, I think for destination weddings, mostly like especially if they're at a resort, I think if you get an X amount of people, they're just like they kind of give you the wedding.
Yeah.
In return, it's like a fucking bringer show, basically. They're like, you sell 20 tickets, and then they're like, here's a wedding.
Yeah. So I would just fucking, you know, it all just seems kind of like, just, you know, look, the party seems fun. It's just, I know what it's like to plan a Halloween party for my son.
Yeah.
And that's just a lot. It's months-long process, and so much like fucking picking things out. It's just too much.
Here's the part of the wedding where Harrington becomes a werewolf.
Here's the part of the wedding where I jump down on the trampoline while the bridesmaids try to get candy.
Yeah. Also, everybody I know who's had a wedding is like, kind of the whole process kind of sucks. Now everybody says it's not worth it.
Really?
Yeah, they go, it's like so much, and they can't really enjoy their own wedding.
Isn't her dad supposed to do it? What's that? Isn't her dad supposed to pay for it? Who plans it? Can he
the
plan it?
The dad pays for it.
And the mom plans it? Can that be the thing that I just show up?
Yeah, you can do that.
The wife plans it. So you're not going to have to do any planning.
And you don't have to pay either.
Yeah. All right, well, that's good, I guess.
By the way, the term the wife plans it is very loose. You're still involved in everything. You just don't get the final vote. You have to sit and listen to every option.
No, yeah. I think I'd be a better wedding planner than my girlfriend. No offense. I do events. I've been a producer for a long time. I understand
how this is your wheelhouse.
Oh, dude, that she's would be the worst.
She's going to be way too emotional,
ever.
Dude.
Hey, Zach, it's Rebecca. I just have to let you know you got taken off Lewis's guest list. We decided to cut you.
Dougie, I'm telling you right now, fucking, you know, I'm a visionary when it comes to events. And I would plan a pretty fucking badass event. No offense.
Yeah.
My chick would fucking, she'd have just, you know.
Yeah, she'd do a cookie cutter wedding probably.
She'd do what a chick does.
Yeah.
You know, I would fucking come out. I would do some cool shit. Live band or DJ at your wedding?
I mean, live band would be preferable for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big money one. If you get something decent.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Our DJ was cool. Our DJ, we met with him like 3 times. And we gave him a year to stop playing music after. Like we said, like nothing after like 91.
Okay.
Oh. And like he did a thing like, what songs should I never play, even if somebody asks for it? Like he was like really good about shit. Like right. we had like a whole fucking Excel file with him.
I really want to just get married at a courthouse. Just be over it.
I'm gonna book Crazy Town to play the wedding.
You 100% should.
Yeah, we really should. And they just play Butterfly the whole wedding. How great would that be? Like again, really? Yeah. Well, good. Congratulations. Thanks, for man. You. I hope it all fucking lasts. I hope you guys don't get divorced.
Yep.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Mango for supporting today's show. We love Mango, and when you think Mango, think Mango. We help men get hard and go hard. It is a new innovative compound that it's going to help you level up your bedroom game.
It combines three FDA-approved ingredients, including the active ingredient in Cialis or Viagra, oxytocin, a.k.a. the love hormone, and L-arginine, which increases blood flow to achieve optimum performance. It's a tablet that dissolves right on your tongue. It's got delicious mango flavor, and they're individually packaged for on the go, Lou.
Yeah, it's all done online as well, so you don't have to have a weird conversation with a doctor. You meet a doctor on the internet. They send it to your house in discreet packaging. It really is a great system, and they really do work. Zach, I'll tell you right now, I took one before today's show. My dick has been rock hard this entire time.
Oh, I've noticed.
Oh, I know you've noticed. It's been inside of your butt. Right now, just go to mangorx.com and use the promo code GAS15. You're going to save 15% off your entire order. Once again, that's mangorx.com, promo code GAS15. Okay, where were we? Speaking of Indonesia, McDonald's, they're offering wedding cake packages or wedding catering packages. McDonald's.
Oh, that's pretty badass.
In a weird way, that would almost be kind of fun, having McDonald's cater your wedding.
If it was like wedding versions of McDonald's food, yeah, it sounds really fun.
What do you mean?
Like a little barbecue fountain, dip your nuts. Don't sound like it doesn't sound fun.
It does sound fun.
A barbecue fountain?
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming it's just the regular menu, right?
Yeah.
And then
and just like in a special box?
Maybe. Oh, thank you. Fucking finally. Coffee. Appreciate it. That's our new office manager. What's her name again?
I don't know.
Emily.
Got it. Emily, the new chick.
Nice.
Way quieter than the last chick.
Mm. Yeah.
Last chick was... She loved to yap.
She has a bit of a yapper.
Loved to yap.
Yeah. She was Japanese.
Shannon, what is this wedding package? Show me what the options are. Maybe that's what I'll do. If me and my chick ever get married, we'll get it catered by McDonald's. You think she'll like that?
No.
I'll get her a ring pop as a
excuse me, my girl doesn't even eat meat, so... Pretty much just gonna be filet of fish.
She will on your wedding night.
Oh. They should do that for gender reveal parties. Do girl toy or boy toy for Happy Meals?
Let's see.
It's a genius idea.
I like that. It's not a bad idea, Cloud.
I love that idea. So this is. There's nothing special as far as the foods. It's a minimum of 200 pieces of an order. So you get like 100 chicken sandwich, 100 packs of chicken nuggets. And the price starts at $235.
So it's like, yeah, you'd have them choose beef, chicken, or fish, just like a regular wedding. They get a filet of fish, they get a Big Mac, or they would get a...
Wait, you get 200 things for $235?
That's what it says. Maybe this is like Indonesia. Maybe they're lower priced.
Yeah,
that might be per thing.
Mm. It says prices start at $235 for a minimum of 200 products.
Pretty good.
Danny, do you want to have a kid?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Seems like... cool thing to do.
You should.
Yeah.
Your chick does, right?
I think so, yeah.
Have you not talked about this?
We have, yeah.
Have you guys not had a conversation?
We've had a conversation about it. Yeah,
it's a very important part of it all.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's
sometimes you talk to people in comedy clubs and you'll be like, they'll be married. Like, oh, we just got married. Like, do you want to have kids? And then they look at each other like, we haven't really discussed it.
Oh, really? No, we've discussed it, yeah, at some point. I don't know, like, right now, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 39.
How old's your chick?
33.
Maybe get on it.
Yeah, maybe a couple of years.
You don't have a fucking...
Yeah, I know.
A fucking... a little tardo baby.
Yeah.
That is fucking...
Not going to wait too long.
I dated a chick. I didn't date her.
I'm going to have a baby.
We hooked up a few times, and this chick recently had a retarded baby.
Oh.
Mm, was it yours?
No. And I just, you know, I think about like, goddamn, dude, that could have been mine.
Yeah.
Easily could have been mine. But then I wonder, like, was it like her DNA or the guy's DNA, or was it a combination of both? It probably wouldn't have been a retard baby.
Yeah. Sometimes I think it's just luck of the draw.
Would you be able to have a retard baby?
Would I be able to?
Yeah.
Are you capable?
You find out, you go in, you do the test, because there's tests for it, yeah, right? And some people don't get the test. So, like, good people, they're like, no, I'm not getting the fucking test.
Yeah, I know someone who got the test, and their kid was, like, it was bad, and they had an abortion.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, and I know someone who, but apparently the kid wasn't going to even live, like, a very long life.
Really?
Yeah. So they just...
So are you going to get the test?
Yeah, for sure.
You got it.
I'm a eugenicist. Yes. I'm a legit. I believe in eugenics. I'm doing this for the human race.
Yeah, you got to get the test.
Yeah,
you got to get the test. I mean, and look, that's fine. God bless the people that can raise a special needs child, but it's fucking, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't like any.
It's not even like the difficulty of raising a special needs child. I'm saying I couldn't have a retarded child with my fan base that I've cultivated.
Yeah.
They would torture me. I mean, sure. I feel so. My kid's goddamn near perfect, and I feel bad what he's going to go through when he's older. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
If you had a retarded child, you'd have to name him Karma.
That would be a great name for a retarded
for
child.
You.
This is my retarded black son, Karma.
Dog, yeah, I'm telling you right now, dude. Fucking retarded, gay, any of this shit. Like, my audience.
Can you test for gay?
No. I don't know. Probably not, but you probably.
That would be a good one.
Well, they don't know if gay is genetic yet.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Maybe. Probably. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's probably a genetic thing, right? Yeah. You could probably be predisposed. And that'll probably be in the future. You'll be able to test for things like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can test to see if the baby's going to be alcoholic.
I don't know. That'd be a weird thing.
Yeah, you offer the mother a shot.
Yeah. I feel like that'd be a weird abortion to have just because the kid's going to be alcoholic.
Chloe comes in and she's like, you got to test for to see if the baby's an alcoholic. yeah, dude, I've talked about this before, just like the idea of even having like a baby with like a chick that like is a little bit like fucked up. Like, Chloe, you're fucked up.
Thanks.
Right? You're
they
fucked up. You're a fucked up gal. I would have a difficult time having a baby with you because I know that this baby would be just, I mean,
goes my career.
How many medications are you on?
Well, I have epilepsy, so I'm on that and then antidepressants.
Yeah, it's standard stuff.
Sorry, I just got a text message that I had to read. Say that one. You're on a bunch of stuff.
Well, she has epilepsy.
I have epilepsy,
and
so I'm on medicine for that.
You have epilepsy?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Seizure disorder.
Shannon, come in here right now.
Flick the lights.
Yes, that's what I want you to do. Shannon, flick the lights on and off right now. I want all the lights flickering right now. Can we make Chloe freak out? And what happens when you have an epileptic seizure?
I lose a few pounds.
Nice.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
No, it sucks.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
So that's my thing. If I was dating a girl and she was like, oh, I have epilepsy, I would go like, I can't pass that on to my child. Is it genetic?
No, because no one else I know has it. I mean, no one in my family.
I didn't know epilepsy was a real thing.
Well, I actually, it developed. So when I was like 2 years old, I had a really, really high fever. And they think it's because I had called a febrile seizure. So when I was 2, I started having like a seizure from my fever being so high. And they think that's
just hard to say.
Triggered it. And febrile seizure? I have it. Febrile seizure.
Febrile seizure.
My dad's holding
fever
me
seizure.
And I'm like,
that's crazy.
Imagine if you're holding a baby and the baby starts having a seizure.
Dude, did you see this video? I watched it. All right. The first time you watch it, Shannon, it's in the Facebook group. You're going to have to find it. It's a little Asian girl running across the road. And I don't want to ruin it. That's excellent. Let's play Does It Live or Does It Die?
Hit by a tire.
Don't you look. We got to play Does It Live or Die. If you could find this one.
You mean a car?
No.
This one was fucking rough-a-rooski. Shannon, have you found it? I feel like you shouldn't have played the intro.
You ever see those like loose tire compilation videos where there's loose tires? It's crazy. They're like.
No. I saw one go on the fucking BQE.
Really?
2 days ago on my way to my sister-in-law's house.
Dude, they're crazy.
A big 18-wheeler lost one.
Wow, I never tire of those.
I like the car. Shannon, did you find it?
Whenever you see one, do you have a good year?
My favorite one, I was like, oh shit, that one was Firestone.
Is that it? Is it a runaway tire?
No, it's not a runaway tire. It's a little Asian girl running across the road, and I don't want to say what happens. It's fucking wild. Doggy, it's wild. Just type in Asian girl motorcycle.
So it was two tires.
That's in your porn search?
Just type in, you know, child Asian motorcycle hit.
Decapitated.
I mean, God damn it, did this child get hit? Holy fucking shit, dude.
Just type in dead Asian child.
It may not be in the Facebook group. You might have to look on some sort of like illegal underground website.
Lively?
Yeah.
Going on Lively?
Some sort of like...
it's not on the dark web, it's on the yellow web.
Yeah. Damn, Chloe, you fucking crush it today with all your racist jokes. I was going to give you a...
It's fine, I'm a woman.
You didn't find it, Shannon?
No, let's start.
We're gonna probably have to move on.
We're both
from
looking
it.
On different places to try to That's find right. it.
If you guys find it, it's fine.
Yeah,
it was definitely in the Facebook group, unquestionably. So if you look in the Facebook group, you'll find it. But in the meantime, I'll do a different story. Fuck it, why not, boys? Man undergoes his first, the world's first face and double hand transplant.
Wow.
And reveals that he's found love 5 years after a horror accident that covered 80% of his body in third-degree burns.
That's good.
It's nice. Dude. Everyone finds love. See, Chloe, if this guy could find love, you could find love.
I'm in love.
You're in love?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Who's the lucky man?
The guy who flew me out to...
Oh, that guy? Yeah. I met that guy. That guy's hot.
You're very hot, right?
Chloe has a hot little fucking boy toy in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hell you yeah. did meet that guy.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
He likes how well behaved I am.
Yeah. She's Chloe. Chloe's a wild one.
Yeah.
Chloe is a wild one.
She can be.
Yeah.
Can't win them all.
Chloe says she's not drinking, then she shows up and just gets fucking obliterated.
It's Grand Rapids.
When's the last
time? Hey, what? It's Grand Rapids.
Shannon, pull up this guy who got his face transplant.
Okay, so this was him before he got hurt.
Ooh.
Oh, it looks like the guy you're dating, Chloe.
And then he fell asleep behind the wheel coming home from work. The car slammed into something and
into
exploded.
An acid factory.
So this is
now he looks like a
he's
dog.
A dog.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought. Oh boy.
Looks like a giant baby.
Yeah.
He looks like that baby mask. Oh, his chick's kind of cute.
Yeah,
she's cute.
So that's like not bad though.
What's is that his new surge? Oh, is this him now?
No, that's him before.
He was like a hot
like
young
Corey Feldman,
a Dylan type, like a wigger with a lot of potential for the world. Just ready. See, he looks like he watched an Andrew Schultz video and was really inspired.
Yeah, now he looks like Dalton exploded.
Yeah, he just looks like
he looks like better Dalton still.
He just looks like he needs an EpiPen.
Yeah, I mean, look for Toy. I'm turning this into a Toyt annoyed on his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Toyt for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Very Toyt for
high
him.
High end get.
Wait, so did he get the surgery yet?
Yeah.
Oh, he got a face and double hand transplant.
Why did they make his face so much fatter?
Because they put another face on his face.
It's another human's face.
Probably if you fill it in too, then it like looks a little less like weird.
Also, the other person's face, the guy was like 20 years older than him.
That's the face.
Oh, that's someone else's actual face transplant. Oh.
Yes.
You can't choose your face these
it's
days.
It's real life
what?
Face off.
Yeah. Shannon, they took his face off?
How did I miss it?
Do we have a picture? Let me ask you a question.
Whose hands are they?
Do we have a picture of what if they just kept, they just kept on fucking fucking giving skank hands? Do we have a... I don't care. I touch my microphone.
You don't have an extra XLR cable?
This is crazy. I'm not going to sit here and fucking not touch my microphone. That's how I talk. Sometimes I do this, okay? Be an asshole.
How's he supposed to spill his coffee if he can't move his mic stand?
That's true. Do we have a picture of the guy that they took the face off of originally? Like the original
guy? I think
guy?
You do have it.
I think we just saw it.
Yeah. Was that the original guy? No.
The guy with the longer hair. No,
that's him before that's the him. Transplant.
No, but I'm saying that is the guy's. Yeah,
that's the under. He's talking about the face.
No,
he got.
That one. Is
so
that him?
Go back up.
Oh wow, there he is.
Go back up. Up.
Looks like his hair's blowing in the wind.
To that one, yeah, that is him after the face
with the doctor.
With
the
doctor that did it, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, and I guess the guy. That's what the guy looked like.
Damn.
Yeah, they don't like release the original guy's name or anything, so I don't think that's public.
And they just peeled the face off a dead body.
That's crazy.
Is that something you can mark off, like on your card, in your wall? Like,
donate
you can have
my
face?
Yeah.
No, yeah. No, thanks.
That's wild.
I think somebody has my face and my ID. I got a ticket, or I got a letter in the mail saying that my license was suspended. And then it was, they were like, you got a speeding ticket. And I was like, speeding ticket? I was like, I haven't gotten a speeding ticket. And then I was like, maybe I went through like a light, one of those cameras.
Yeah, the automatic ones.
And then I called and I was like, let's go. And they came to my address on like June 20th. And it said, if you don't reply to this by June 1st, your license is suspended. I was like, okay. It was crazy. It came after. So I called and I set a court date. But then I talked to them about it. And they were like, no, no, they were like, an officer pulled you over. Like, you wouldn't have to appear in court if they didn't pull you over. I was like, it wasn't a machine. I was like, I've never been pulled over for speeding since I was like literally 17 years old.
Yeah.
And then it was on a day that I'm not in the city. I checked back. I was like, I wasn't in New York City.
Well, the car, there must have been a car making.
No, then they said it was my license with not my normal car, with somebody else's car. So I legitimately think somebody has an ID of mine. But to show it to an officer, how fucking crazy ballsy. Is that? How ballsy is that? Like, you're going to like, I'm like kind of freaked out. I only have one other New Jersey ID. I had my like driver's permit when I first got it. And then I have my ID that came in the mail afterwards. So I'm going to go home and check and see if my driver's permit is gone. But I think somebody fucking identity thefted me.
Yeah, you got it for sure. But I mean, that's so ballsy to like use it.
But how do I get out of this now? So like, I'm going to show up for court now and the cop's going to show up.
I mean,
I'm
sure
going to go, it was not me. And he's going to go, yeah, it was.
Like, I guess the important thing would be to prove your whereabouts that day.
Yeah, yes, you can prove your whereabouts.
You need an alibi.
Maybe
he has a body cam.
What do you do? That's what I'm hoping. But what do you do?
Do you have any records that day of like maybe receipts or?
I'm sure I do.
Go to that day on your credit card, I'm sure it's got where you ate.
I'm sure something I do. I might have even been out of town.
Yeah, you might have been doing a podcast or like.
I've been grand.
Imagine you have to show like like
a clip of this,
like rap at, in court, Your Honor. It's like
porn. I was clearly occupied. Who's most justified?
Yeah, dude, I fucking, I'm a little bit nervous about it. Like, somebody's got my ID out there and just giving it out. Like, and the amount of tickets that I've gotten that I just pay blindly, like, I don't ever, like, look, because I get parking tickets all the time and I just pay them. So now I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Is somebody, like, out there?
Well, parking tickets, I don't know if they could fake.
They can't do it with parking, but I'm saying, like, what about other times that, like, I'm not even thinking?
Yeah. Oh, they could be taking, I don't know, credit cards out. I don't know if you could do that with just an ID. I guess you need your social, but. Yeah.
Are you sure it's just not another Luis J. Gomez and they fucked up?
That is possible, too.
No, because it came to my
address.
Right? It had my address on it. It had my license number. So there'd be too many. It wouldn't
be too many things. Yeah.
It's not just a name, you know? I mean, I guess.
I'm sure you have something in your credit card statement. It's not like you go a day without spending money.
What it could be is it could be that they mixed up and it was like a speeding camera, and that in the system it got put in as like an officer. So maybe that's
That's possible.
Yeah, because when I say I wasn't in the city, it's a Thursday where I'm typically not in the city. I don't usually come to the city on Thursdays. Uh-huh. So anyway, Shannon, did you find that video that I was looking for before?
No.
Impossible, Shannon.
Well, both of us are looking.
Let's get a good tire compilation. You ever see those?
No way, dude. Hold on.
Loose tire compilations? Man, there's. People just get smoked by these tires.
I don't believe it, Shannon. I'm going to Google it right now. And. God damn it, Shannon. Somebody in the racist live chat. Somebody in the goddamn racist live
Somebody
chat.
Somebody in the chat said to go to a particular Instagram channel, and I'm scrolling through there now, but I still haven't found it.
Benny in the Jets in the racist live chat says, you got a ticket, Lewis. Nice try. don't pay them. No, dude, I'm telling you right now, if it was my speeding ticket, I would remember. You don't get pulled over speeding. That's a nerve-wracking thing.
Yeah, like, you're not, you like, forget that.
That didn't happen. So, here, Shannon, I'm going to look it up myself. Because I don't
this is some riffing.
No, shut up, dude. I got this. No. I got this. In the Legion of Skanks group, Shannon.
Scrolling. Natalie is currently scrolling through now.
Official Legion of Skanks podcast group. It should be in that one.
Maybe Facebook removed it.
No, Facebook didn't fucking. Dude, this one's so fucking good. It's my favorite one ever. We'll edit this. We'll make it fucking clean.
On YouTube?
No, it's probably not on YouTube. This shit is dark.
I'm still fucked up from the two we watched recently. The lady getting beheaded by the truck and the lady that got squished in front of the Regal in Union Square.
The Regal one, that's crazy.
Because the lady I saw the walking after. Through it,
yeah,
in high heels,
so crazy.
That like, and then the like fact that entrails. Like I know that block so good, it's like haunting. And the fact that they're just like, I guess, hose it down.
Oh, wait, got it. Found it right here. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, so it's in the Legion of Skanks. It's in the Legion of Skanks and Gas Digital fan group. And a person named Tanner Black posted it. And if you just scroll down, you'll find it. It was posted 3 days ago. 3 days ago.
You're giddy.
I don't want to tell you what they call Tanner Black in the racist life.
I could guess.
They got different names for this guy. So yeah, now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of Does It Live or Does It Die?
Oh, it hasn't loaded yet.
Mm. That's okay. We're going to time it right now.
I really hope you have to play this in court. Does it live or does it die? No.
Let's see. And here it is.
Not yet. The computer is frozen.
The computer's frozen. Oh, you motherfucking horse. I'm trying so hard right now.
Got to keep it together. It's all right, buddy. We're going to plow through.
My fucking girlfriend's going to leave me for a fucking Italian.
Spanish hunk.
Is she in Italy?
She's in Italy right now. And my microphone keeps on going out, and I don't care.
I think if you pull, give it a little slack so it's not like pulling, like from that middle. Yeah.
My problem is I give my team too much slack, and this is what I end up with.
Yeah, you need to
this is the type of production.
Rule with an iron fist.
Yeah. My fucking girl's going to leave me for an Italian because I don't call her enough.
You call her every day, though.
Multiple times per day.
That's so fucked up.
It's so, I consider
giving you shit.
I call her so much.
Yeah. She can only give you shit once you've missed a full day.
I would never miss a day. But I'm talking. It's not like it's also not a chore.
Yeah.
Like, I want to call her.
For sure. But I'm saying, like, to give you shit when you haven't even missed a day.
Haven't even missed a day.
Well, it's, chicks are crazy.
No, she's not. She's a great woman. You shut up, Danny.
No, I'm generalizing. No, babe.
You're fucking great. And you're going to get you're going to get the biggest diamond in the diamond district. Don't you worry. All right, so you guys get it working?
So I'm not a member of the Facebook group, and Shannon can't remember her Facebook password. So we're firing on all cylinders
You're driving me out of my fucking mind right now, okay? This is actually a problem now. This is fucking getting wild.
Not
I don't know if this girl's dead, but this video sure is dead.
This is fucking this is crazy.
Can you send me a link of it in my email?
How do I fucking send a link? I can't send you a link to a fucking Facebook thing.
Yeah, there's you could share a link from my Facebook.
Copy link. Here's Natalie.
Why don't you just watch a screen recorder on your phone and send the screen recording to them?
Why don't we just go get a motorcycle and an Asian girl?
This might be quicker at this point.
And it will be quicker than finding this video.
Almighty.
Just let. Can you let me into the Facebook group?
Sent you a link.
I have to be a member of the group to open it.
Who's the... Okay. Are you the admin?
No.
Tanner Black.
I'm not the admin.
Oh.
I'm not the fucking admin.
Are you kidding? That's crazy.
You thought I was the admin?
I would hope so.
Why am I the admin of my own group? I'm not a fucking loser. You would be a loser if you're the admin of your own fucking Facebook group.
Your own fan group.
Ugh. Yeah, sending it.
Fucking losers. Oh, I'm getting angry now.
Who's the admin, though?
I don't know.
Probably me.
Big J. Someone.
That's fucking crazy. I don't want to do another story. I want to have this one. That's what I want.
What, any other death stories?
No.
This is the one. We want this one or nothing?
This is the one that I fucking want, okay? And I'm going to sit here until it's fucking on. This is crazy.
I was going to say maybe we could watch one of these tire compilations while we wait.
No, I don't want to watch a tire compilation. I want this goddamn video. I want my team to fucking put it together.
We could watch my stand-up.
What's going on in the racist live chat?
Racist live chat.
We had a good name for it when I did Lev's podcast. A good name for the racist live chat, the gas chamber.
They said.
I don't hate that.
No.
Mark Torres said a bunch of homos. He hate me 507 said blame Shannon. I'm gonna blame Shannon.
Blame Shannon.
Benny in the Jet says, Chloe, we are sorry for wasting your time. Mark Torres says tires. There we go.
Thank you.
Did you guys get it working?
Is anyone in the Races live chat an admin on this fan page that can just let me in right now?
I mean, this is absolutely crazy. It's absolutely crazy. It's a fucking problem.
I can't log into my Facebook.
Why?
I think something, it's everything. When I try to log in, everything's in Chinese. I think maybe somebody hacked my account. I can't log on to it.
Russian. It's
probably
Russian
interference. Probably the ghost of that girl.
The Russians interfered in the election, and now they're interfering in Real Ass Podcast.
I'm so mad right now. The anger that I'm fucking feeling. I'm screen recording it so I can send it to you.
I think I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Finally. How did you get it?
Somebody put a link in the chat.
Thank you, chat.
And you can see that it's also Chinese in the top right of the screen on my account.
Yeah. I hope... Wait, rewind it, Shannon. Christ!
I gotta refresh.
Obviously, we don't want to have it from the middle of it.
Oh, God. Holy shit. Oof.
All right, now you can pause it. Oh, Shannon, you paused it before she... You obviously had to pause it before she moved. We wanted to assume she's dead, Shannon.
Well, she got saved from the truck.
Now you pause it. Did she live or does she die? Everyone, edit all that. Make it perfect.
Kids are. She lives. For sure.
You know what? In all fairness, thank God she didn't get hit by that truck.
Yeah, she got saved.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't see a child.
Also, what the fuck was she doing?
She was about to be flattened by a truck, and these motorcycles just
saved
her
life. Yeah,
I wonder what they're.
Oh, she's still moving.
Yeah, she is moving.
Yeah, I bet you, like
she's fine.
Yeah, she's probably fine.
You know, it's fucked up. I watched this so many times; it started becoming funny after like the fifth or sixth time. It is hilarious. And then I had a dream that this happened to James last night.
Oh, she is okay. Look, she's crying.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, scared the shit out of her.
Whoa.
She probably just got smoked by the mirror.
She would have got destroyed by that truck.
Yeah.
No, those motorcycles ran over her.
It ran over her legs.
Yeah.
I mean, it fucking...
I ran over my little brother with a goat.
Yeah, I guess you know what? It was just her legs. The first one like clipped her and knocked her down. The other one ran over her legs, and the other one ran over her toes. The last one barely got her.
What was she doing?
Honestly, her feet were numb at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they were bound.
What was she doing?
Fucking trying to die. She's a girl in China.
Yeah. Shannon, not to bum you out, but you just showed everybody your email address.
I don't use that one. That's fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
I just feel like they might try and hack into her account.
Did you wake up from the dream, or did you... Is it like one of those things where you're like, oh, my dreams.
I was like, oh, we got freedom. Oh, it's just a dream. No, I mean, I woke up and then I was like, oh, it was fucked up. But it was like, I saw him get hit by the car or the motorcycle in the dream very, like, vividly.
Do you ever wake up from a dream like that and you're like, oh, my God, thank God that was a dream? Like, you have that relief where for a second you're still in it and like, oh, my God, thank God that was not real.
Yeah, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I always get that the cops are after me and that I hit a body somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out how to move it. And then I wake up and I'm like, I'm so glad that was not real.
That's a regular
dream. How do you even dream with the amount of weed you smoke?
No, I dream almost every night. Really? I will say that I'm thinking about getting addicted to sleeping pills.
Which type?
I don't know.
Chloe's like, finally something that I'm an expert on.
I never get a full night's sleep. I go to bed every night and I wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and then I get up and I take a dab and I go back to sleep for a few hours, which is the cause of the problem between me and my girlfriend today because I was taking a dab all in a haze, not remembering what I'm saying, not thinking about what I'm saying, not giving, you know, a couple hours, 4 hours. What's the difference?
So you think being on pills would help you call her more?
Pills might help me.
Ambiens or something?
Well, because I'd get a full night's sleep.
I love Ambien.
I don't know if I've ever even done an Ambien. Shannon, have I done an Ambien? Did you give me one time?
No, I don't. I need them to sleep. I don't give them away. I can't spare them.
You take them every night to sleep, Shannon.
Yeah, otherwise I won't sleep.
At all?
Mm-mm.
I'd start to take melatonin works. If you take a lot.
Yeah. I've taken melatonin, that'll help. So I took simply on the Bert Kreischer tour, I took ZQL.
Oh.
And that shit fucking worked.
You feel like shit though the next day, right? No.
I felt like I'd never had a better night's sleep.
Ambien's really? The only one that doesn't really give me like a hangover after.
I've never had
the next day fuzziness.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
There's just one called Seroquel that like I gained like 25 pounds on. You gotta be sleeping pills
one,
can
Chloe.
Make you
chill.
Gain
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. I've never had a problem sleeping.
It's not like I have a problem sleeping. I go to sleep. I don't have a problem falling asleep. I just wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning like clockwork and I get up and take a dab. And I would just rather sleep the 8 hours straight through.
Yeah. Because you're not going to go to bed at night.
What time do you go to bed?
Midnight? Last night I was in bed by midnight at the latest.
What about you,
Dan? Do you have restless leg syndrome?
I go
to
bed. Last night probably 2.
Yeah.
I go to bed 2 normally.
I have to pee all the time in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
I think I'm going to fucking get addicted to sleeping pills because I want to, and I was going to buy some yesterday and I was like, but let me fucking, I know as soon as I take it once, I'm going to get a great night's sleep and then that's going to be that. I'm going to open up a fucking whole thing. And does it do shit to your liver? Does it do shit to your body? What does it do?
It's not good for your liver.
Not good.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I got so into sleeping pills, I started taking them for naps.
Really?
Yeah, so
It's like taking blue chew to jerk off.
So Lewis is all about it.
Yeah, dude.
Just because you couldn't nap?
I have. I've taken blue chew to jerk off.
This is an excuse.
Before. Not to jerk off. I've taken blue chew and jerked off on it before.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, didn't get laid. Like whatever was happening, fell through. I was just beating my fucking super hard dick.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't want to waste it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's smart. All right, so let's talk about this. Woman freaks out on a plane over an imaginary person.
I saw this. This is good.
Yeah.
Let's see, Shannon. Let's see the video.
I'm telling you, I'm getting the fuck off, and there's a reason why I'm getting the fuck off, and everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it.
Toy.
I don't give two fucks, but I am telling you right now, that motherfucker back there is not real. And you can sit on this plane and you can fucking die with them or not. I'm not going to.
Hell yeah.
I think I saw...
I love her.
Carrot Top was on that flight.
Yeah, he was on the flight. Yeah.
That's what she... There's a ghost on board.
It says jacked redhead.
Doggy. I liked her. I had no issue with it. I liked her little fucking speech.
Did you get off the plane?
She's a bit of a firecracker.
That's what sleeping pills do to people.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten off the plane. I mean, because I don't believe in magic. So I'm not going like, oh, like this is an omen. Like omens aren't fucking real.
Hmm.
Right? So I'm not going to ruin my entire fucking trip because this fucking bitch.
Yeah.
She looked very normal too.
Shannon, my sister had me play lottery the other night. Let me know if I'm a fucking millionaire. I might be a millionaire for days now.
I would love it if you won the lottery.
Dude, if I won the lottery
right now,
me and my sister, we're gonna split these. We played the Jersey Cash with extra.
Bricks already has a deep fake of that lady naked on the plane.
That's hilarious.
It's insane.
Would you get off the plane?
Would I get off the plane if I was on with her?
Yeah, if you saw that happen.
That was your girlfriend.
Oh. Dude, that's so funny.
If that was my girlfriend doing that?
No, if you're sitting there on the plane and this bitch starts saying crazy shit, would you be like, oh, I got to get off this plane now. She's crazy.
No, no way.
Yeah, fuck that.
Like, and what? So I'm like, rebook my flight because I'm psycho? No way.
Like a lunatic.
They did clear the plane.
Everyone had to get off?
Everyone had to get off and they were delayed like 2 hours.
I'd kill her.
I have Carrot Top's thing if you want to see it.
Oh, yeah, could we get Carrot Top's side of this?
Please.
Yoked. Hey everyone, I just want to let you know I made it home. I'm in my bed. This is what it would be like laying next to me in my bed. Come here. I give my hats off to everyone at American Airlines today for how they handled the situation. That fucking nut job just lost her mind in front of the whole plane. And 5 hour later, we're here in Orlando, and I hope you're having a relaxing evening behind bars in Dallas, Texas, and hope you enjoyed your little stunt. It reminds me of the Eddie Murphy movie where he walks in and says, is this the man who wrecked the buffet?
Okay, all right, chill, Carrot Top.
Is she in jail, though, for having like a psychotic episode?
Yeah, should she be in jail for having a psychotic episode?
I mean, yes, but is she? I feel like
what would the charge be?
I guess if you like utter threats, if you utter threats on a plane, that's for sure. But I guess
but if you're saying this plane is gonna crash, that's not a threat. Is it inciting
exactly.
something?
That's,
maybe
I don't know.
I mean, should she go to jail? I mean, no, probably not.
She should go to the hospital.
Yeah,
yeah, she's a fucking crazy bitch.
Yeah, she should go to the psych ward.
She had a Goyard bag on.
She's dealing with some fucking crazy shit. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck that. Fuck that. I'm not worried about any of those like little things like that. I just don't believe in any of it. Any bad luck, fucking.
I mean, that's literally a woman having like a mental episode. I'm not.
I wonder what
she's gonna go to jail. She's like, I was on my period.
Like, what are things to worry about on a plane though? I always wonder that.
Arabs,
bombs.
Like, no, like real like things. Oh. Like if you're on an airplane,
your pilot's drunk again.
But if you're on an airplane, like, you know. What's like something that like you would have to like look?
You know,
it's
funny
for?
Actually. Me and when we were living in Canada, there was a comedy club in Thunder Bay, Ontario, and there's like you take to get there. It's like it's this company called Porter, and you take these like prop planes. And Ryan went there like 2 weeks before me, and he's like there was a female pilot, and he's like it was such a rocky flight and landing. And then I went like 2 weeks later, and then they like come over and it's the same chick, and it was a pretty bumpy flight.
Yeah.
And so that was the one time I was like, oh shit.
You should watch out for female pilots.
I mean, they're rare.
Yeah.
I feel like the affirmative action in them in.
Yeah. I would like little things like, you know, because you'll read about things like you're actually supposed to wear your seatbelt on a flight. Like in my mind, I never wear my seatbelt.
No.
Because I'm like, this is like, we're going to crash. What the fuck is the seatbelt going to do? But it actually does help. And this happens a few times per year. What'll happen is, and you'll see this, you'll get that zero gravity effect, right? You'll be flying, right? And what happens is they'll hit some clouds and then they have to drop really quickly, right?
Yeah.
So that's actually when you're going on NASA training, that's what they do. They put you in these giant planes and then they drop. So they create like the zero gravity effect so you could float. Yeah, the G-force thing, right? So that's actually what they're doing. But sometimes they drop so fast, if you're not strapped in, you'll go up and you'll snap your neck
on the
ceiling. Yeah. That's why they want everything underneath the seats, because it doesn't happen often. I've never seen them drop so fast where things have come up.
No.
But apparently that does happen.
Yeah, it could happen.
I mean, I like turbulence.
You like turbulence. Mm-hmm. That's why you live the way you live your life.
I like when it gets turbulent. I'm like, oh, I like this.
It's comforting.
No, honey, fly me coach. I want to be as uncomfortable as possible.
Row 33C. That's my row.
I don't do...
Remember, if you had 33Cs, you would have been first class.
Yeah, I do.
If I don't put my seatbelt on typically, I never put it in airplane mode, my phone.
Why?
Because I don't...
No, airplane mode is stupid.
It's not a real thing.
It runs out of battery.
What? The...
Airplane mode.
They have chargers.
Yeah. I am
saying it because they're like, you're going to fuck with their instrument.
Yeah,
that's not true.
Yeah, like imagine.
If that was true, they would literally make you do it. They'd take your phone from you and they'd go.
Yeah, yonder pouch.
Like, yeah, like you're
yonder
not.
Yonder pouch.
You're going to fucking actually kill everybody
Carrot
on this plane.
Carrot tops on this plane. Yeah. We're doing yonder pouches.
Yeah, I don't do, because when I'm taking off, like I have to be scrolling. You know, my ADD is kicking in. And then we get to the point where we're in that between place where I no longer have service, but I can't buy Wi-Fi. And then I'm just 10 minutes of
alone with your thoughts,
losing my mind, just looking around at everybody in a very crazy way.
Yeah.
Really, really crazy. And then you get to the point where the Wi-Fi kicks in. Boom.
Back online.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that? Those moments.
Typically I'll download stuff on my phone so I can just watch something during that time. But I'm more of a scroller. I have a hard time just sitting down or like watching a TV show on my phone while I'm on a flight or a movie.
Yeah.
I think all the airlines are horrible. I think American Airlines is terrible.
I like JetBlue.
JetBlue's kind of a mess now. Really? I think Delta is the best.
The whole experience just kind of sucks, just in general. It's super expensive. You have to do it. You know, it's a really... you know, there's no other way to fucking get around. We have to do it.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up. You know?
Could go John Madden style and drive, but that sucks.
Oh, that's also crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking, no. Yeah, I as I'm getting older, I'm starting to hate it more. I used to love it. When I first started getting on planes, I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. I didn't fly until I was 19 years old. First time I got on a flight, I was 19. I was like a little kid. I was like, this is the fucking coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. And that only started wearing off a couple of years ago where I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. I'm like going somewhere new.
Yeah.
And like now it's just a super fucking inconvenience.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. We'll do one more. Joey Chestnut gets another win at Nathan's hot dog eating contest. We should do a hot dog eating contest here at the studio one day, Shannon. Why don't we do that? How many do you think you guys could eat? He did 42, which I guess his record is 42.
No, he did 62. 60 something. His record
62.
Was 70, 68, I think.
Or 68. Something like
that. 72, I think, was his record.
72 is
record.
And he did 62.
Yeah.
Don't people like soak
them in water? But he ate like 20
in
the first 2 minutes. His first 2 minutes were nuts.
Yeah. There was a guy, I watched it actually. There was a guy, Webb something, who was like actually pretty close to him. Normally he just like runs away with it immediately. There was a guy who was close to
him. Let's see some of the video.
What the heck? Let's go for it. We got it going here. You know, I was worried with that rain. These eater jerseys, you know, Coney Island is the birthplace of quiet luxury. And these jerseys, believe it or not, are Loro Piana. The eaters, you know, they're...
Now, Lou, if we're doing the contest, do you go Joey Chestnut method and wet the buns?
Yeah.
You got to wet the bun, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they say is the way to get it down quickest.
But I don't think you can do it without wetting the bun, can you?
This guy's like dancing.
And not get a lot. I think strategically you got to separate
them. Yeah, you got to separate them.
Oh, he goes bun and then dog?
Yeah, two dogs at a time. time and then buns.
Two dogs at a time, and then he wets the buns and kind of swallows them.
It's just so nasty looking.
It's disgusting. The hot dog water that like just is like streaming down his chin.
Nasty.
Oh my god.
Do they bring Kobayashi back now?
No.
Not even for like 20 years.
He's just, Kobayashi's like, refuses to do it, I think. Or he's banned or something.
Why is he banned?
Because he wanted to do some, I think it was like he wanted to be in some competing league or something. Or like there was some dispute, and then so.
I think it's almost like when they were trying to bring Fedor in, like he was too big and he wanted a piece of the action.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think he wants in on the hot dog eating contest.
Something. It was some sort of.
I think
like
he wants to like
money
co-promote it with his company or
something like that.
Something along those lines, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
What's their record?
72. Last 10 year.
10 minutes.
Damn. How many think you could do, Zach?
I think I would panic. I tried to do the 6 beers in 6 minutes on my show, and it was
six,
so much.
Six.
Bottles of beer in 6 12
minutes. 12-ounce bottles.
Yeah.
That's even hard?
It's so much harder than you think it's going to be.
It's a lot of liquid. It's a lot of liquid.
So you fill up on bubbles so fast.
The way you do it is you go 2 beers right away within 30 seconds. Okay? Mm-hmm. Right? And you go. Ooh, nice big burp. Let it out.
I know it sounds like you're going to do that. That's what's
in
your head.
I can do 6 beers in 6
it's
minutes.
It's hard, man.
Prove it.
What is that?
It's so much harder.
I mean, 2 liters of water in 6 minutes is probably
I think
not
I could do it.
Super easy. I guess that's 2 liters.
And the glass bottles make a difference because you get a lot more fizz at the end.
Yeah.
Mm.
We called in professional eaters and we did it on my show the next week. And the guy did it in under a minute, and
he did 6 beers in under a minute.
Can you pour them into a cup?
No, it's got to be out of the bottle.
Out of the bottle. Yeah, that's.
I mean,
it's so much more foam than you think it's going to be.
I feel like
more
I can do 6 beers in 6 minutes. I
feel like
do.
You almost have to sip them like perfectly.
Well, we did Edward 40 hands on Skanks, and that was 2 40s in how long?
However long you took. Until you could
right, no, that was the thing. We couldn't untape our hands until we were finished with them, and we took a little while. And 2 40s, is that less than 6?
That's 80 ounces.
That's 80, so it's more.
How many beers is that?
6 times 6 is 6 times 12 is
72 ounces, right?
Okay, so it's a little bit more, but it's 6 is just faster. I'd be very drunk very quick.
Yeah,
you'd be really silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
wish
feel like
I got
do
silly.
It.
I don't know. Hot dogs, I feel like.
Chloe just gets sad.
I could maybe do, without like puking, I could maybe do 8 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I don't think I'm going to be able to do more than that.
I don't know. I mean, we should try it. Shannon, can we set up a hot dog eating contest in here?
Sure. I ate 4 small hot dogs yesterday and I was pretty full in like 2 hours. But yeah, I was drinking.
It's all the bread. Yeah. You know,
but that's part of it, you know?
I think I could probably do 12 in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was a prize. We should do a prize.
Why do they always do it with hot dogs in these eating contests?
They have all sorts of like if you
yeah there's Joey, tons of
Joey Chestnut's like the champion in like 10 different foods. Oh. It's just the hot dog one
is the big famous one.
Famous one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, look, let's wrap it up. You guys are the best. Thank you for watching the Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back with another show on Friday, 12 noon Eastern, right here on the Gas Digital Network. Keep on supporting. Keep on subscribing. Keep on tuning in. Love you guys. Until then, peace.
Later.
That's all, folks.